The laws of Shabbos, and our topic today is building a tent. So we know you're not allowed, we have 39 prohibited actions on Shabbos, what are called melachot. They're the prototypes, what we call avot, so to speak, the fathers. And there are derivatives of those actions. So for example, I'm not allowed to light a fire on Shabbat. I'm also not allowed to turn on a switch, which will cause an incandescent bulb to turn red hot and give light. That's an extension of turning on a fire on Shabbat. I'm not allowed to plant a seed on Shabbat. I'm also not allowed to water plants on Shabbat because that's an extension of planting. I'm doing something that will cause the plant to grow. I'm not allowed to harvest on Shabbat. I'm not allowed to pick fruit off a tree on Shabbat. So we have the prototypes. We have the avot. We have the toladot, the extension. So If I'm not allowed to pick a tree, fruit, I'm also not allowed to cut down wood, which I'm going to use for firewood, even though I'm not harvesting the fruit, but I am harvesting a part of the fruit. So something which will be like a fruit, which I'm going to use. So what we're going to discuss today, we're going to start a discussion about ohel, a tent. So we know we're not allowed to build on Shabbos, meaning I'm not allowed to build a house, I'm not allowed to build an extension to a house. If a door comes off its hinges, I can't put it back on the hinges on Shabbat. Sometimes we have issues with door handles that come out of the door on Shabbat. I'm not allowed to stick them back in on Shabbat. So there's a prohibition of building on Shabbat. Okay, I'm not allowed to be boneh. We have we will discuss that at greater length. I'm not allowed to build extensions to my house on Shabbat. I'm not allowed to. That's one prohibition. Okay, what we're discussing is an extension of that prohibition, which is building a tent. When you're doing boneh, when you're actually building, you're putting together stones or bricks or beams. So you're attaching them. That's the act of boneh. When you're building a tent, which is an extension of that, the act, the definition of the act, is that you are creating a private place. Now, private place doesn't have to be private from somewhere else. It means a secluded. Secluded, separate, but separate doesn't have to be with walls. For example, let's say you have a porch, and it's very sunny. So now you want to extend. You're going to take a big piece of plastic, and you're going to attach it around the porch so that the sun doesn't beat down on you. So you've secluded the porch from the sun. It's raining. And you want to make a kiddush outside. So you're going to, again, extend this large plastic so that everyone can attend the kiddush under the plastic. That is a prohibition of making a tent on Shabbat. Biblically, the prohibition is when you're making a tent that will stay around for a few days. So biblically, if I'm just going to extend this plastic for Shabbat, for my kiddush, and take it down after Shabbat, I have not created a biblical tent. There is no biblical prohibition on doing that. The biblical prohibition of building a tent is one that has permanence. But there is a rabbinic prohibition. And the rabbinic prohibition is to build a tent even if it is not permanent. Even if I'm only going to have it for a few hours. So, I want to make a kiddush on Shabbat. I better extend that plastic before Shabbat. Even though I only need it there for 2 hours, I'm not allowed to do it on Shabbat. An extension of the prohibition of building a tent is the prohibition of creating mechitzot, barriers. So, let's say you show up for a Shabbos somewhere and you need privacy. So you want to take a curtain and hang it up so that you have your privacy. So if you're going to set up curtains, you're going to set up some barrier, a wall for yourself. And it can be, again, you could connect the curtain on four sides. And so that, if it's going to be permanent, that's the biblical prohibition, an extension of ohel, a type of tent, even though it doesn't have the roof, but it has secluded the area. You've gained privacy by setting up that wall. If it's going to be not permanent, like sometimes, let's say, an example of this would be on Sukkot, your sukkah wall collapsed. So now you want to set out a curtain. You're going to tie a curtain. You're going to tie a cloth on both sides and create a wall that way. So even though you might only have it for one Shabbat, on Matzei Shabbat, the right after the holiday, you'll fix the wall. On Chol HaMoed, you'll fix it. No. That's the rabbinic prohibition. And taking apart a tent is also prohibited. Taking apart a tent and building a tent. So let's just recap the intro we had so far. We said building is a biblical prohibition. Connecting stones to a building, connecting wood, starting a building. A biblical extension of that, Yaakov, I'll get to you in a second. Let's just recap. A biblical extension, a tolada, is creating a tent. A tent, by definition, is not something with permanence, but it is something which gives separation. If I'm going to have a long-term tent, it's going to be there for more than a number of days, that's the biblical prohibition of creating a tent. If I'm going to have it for a short time, even for an hour, that's the rabbinic prohibition of creating a tent. The prohibition of making a tent is classically where I have a roof and walls, but even if I only have a roof that will protect me from the sun or the rain, that is also a tent. Even if I only create a wall, but that wall gives me a certain amount of privacy, that wall is there for a purpose, so, and that wall, if it's there with permanence, so then that curtain will be a biblical prohibition of setting up a tent. If it's there without permanence, I'm going to take it apart in a few hours or in a day, it's the rabbinic prohibition of creating a tent. Taking apart a tent is prohibited, just like building a tent. Now, this is going to be relevant to those of you who are going into the army. You have to build your tents before Shabbat. You're not allowed to build a tent on Shabbat. You're not allowed to take it apart on Shabbat. Obviously, for Pikuach Nefesh, the army tells you to do it. You do what they tell you. But in general, your focus is that this is a biblical prohibition. It has to be for Pikuach Nefesh that it would be permissible on Shabbat. Yes, Yaakov?
Please go on. I think you answered it.
Okay.